Goedemiddag, jullie bij Lekker Reis. We gaan tijdprogramma op Lekker FM 98.3. Ik wil je vertellen, praat een beetje met die mensen van Friends of Ferals. And I've got Charmaine on the line. Charmaine, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you for honest.
Charmaine, tell us a bit more about Friends of Ferals. Who are Friends of Ferals and what do you guys do?
For honest, we started in 2018 January after seeing a dire need in basically the overpopulation of cats. That would be free roaming cats, people not, the public not sterilizing their female cats, birding the rescues with litters of kittens, not being able to keep the animals when they move. Abandonment is a big issue in our country, both with cats and dogs. People move and they leave their pets behind. People abandon their pets over the worst time of the year, which is normally November, December, and January. So across the board, it's really been tough for all of us. Why we started was to, we have what our main objective is, the SAFER initiative. The SAFER initiative basically stands for sterilization, awareness, feeding schemes, education, which I strongly believe in, and rehabilitation and rehoming. So we have a shelter in Hennops River where we home presently 142 cats. Sure. But that is not our main objective towards the public. Our main objective is to educate people to the dire plight of feral and free roaming cats. And we fully support and help many companies and individuals to trap, neuter and return, whereby we're trapping cats, sterilizing, putting back at the companies and saying, look, these are working cats in our society that are keeping rodents at bay. All they ask in return is for a plate of food and someone to monitor them occasionally for any illness or injury. So that's basically where our heart lies, Farnes.
I think most of the people don't understand cats that well. I think even people that that does get a cat for their home that don't really understand that, and I think that is also one of the main reasons that cats do stray and they do go out and go. How can I say it? Yeah, become a stray cat at the end of the day. I think people don't really understand that a cat is not really like a dog that will come and sit. Yeah, you get those type of cats, but you don't really have a cat that's going to sit indoors the whole day.
Well, the thing is, Farnes, when people are moving, they don't realize it's very traumatic for a cat. It's kind of gone, just for example, it's gone from a complex now to another complex, you know, let's say 25 kilometers away.
Yeah.
It's completely foreign. It doesn't have the socialization of the friends it had at the other complex. And invariably, they run away. Some cats actually make it back very often to the complex where they were originally living.
Yeah.
Then a neighbor will call and say, you won't believe it, little Harry's back here.
Yeah.
The only way to do it is to keep your cat locked up for as much as 3 months in the new area. Bring a litter box, supply a litter box, you know, give them the same routine they had wherever you lived before, the same attention, and slowly introduce them to the new area. But yes, cats are highly sensitive, and they're also extremely smart. So, you know, it's a shame that many people feel that dogs are smarter than cats, which is obviously not true.
Yeah.
They're just as intelligent. And if they are living somewhere where they're not happy, they're not going to stay.
Tell me, how does it work if you do get a cat, a stray cat? How does it work with you guys? Do the people basically bring them into you? Do they bring them in for sterilization if it's a female cat? Or how does it work?
Okay, so Farnes, our main area is our feeding stations. Yeah. So we've got feeding stations in Hennops River. We have in Laudium, Erasmia, and Centurion. So what happens, people literally dump their mother cat and kittens at the station. We do not believe that tame cats should be left with ferals. They will be fought with. They will be chased off. So we then take them and bring them to shelter.
Okay.
We do all the necessary monitoring, quarantine, and we tame them for rehabilitation.
Okay.
Oftentimes, there's a feral that comes in or a stray that comes into an existing colony where we are feeding. She's pregnant. She has kittens. We do the same thing. We try and curb any further breeding. So many times public do. The sad thing is with the public, the biggest problem is our elderly who have lost their partner, having to sell their home or moving into a smaller area, a bedsit or, an aged home, which don't allow cats. And it's heartbreaking. I've got a lady now. We will be taking in her 2 9-year-old cats. She cannot get them adopted. Her husband passed and she's moving into a bedsit. So it's heartbreaking, but that's the reality of life. So those are the people we do help, and we try and help as many as possible. But as well, our influx already this year, since January to now, we're sitting at 16 new cats. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is.
16 new cats and kittens. It's a huge amount, for a small rescue. But so, that's like 20%, that's a huge percentage of our resident cats we have.
Yeah, exactly. But how do people get hold of you guys? When do they call you, actually? Can anybody call you with the problem with cats?
Usually I ask people to simply email us. So we do have a team that monitors the emails. Unfortunately, everyone that does, our directors on board are all volunteers. So they do have full-time jobs. So I tell the public, please be patient, to hearing us back. But the main questions we get, the main queries we get, and the main pleas we get is, I've got this feral that's limping. This feral's got a wound on its head. My work wants to euthanize the cats here. Can't you help me educate them or talk to them? Can't we do a trap, trap them and sterilize them? Then we step in, and what we try and do with corporates, companies, and body corporates is to explain to them, look, the only alternative for a feral, if you're not willing to embrace it, sterilize and feed it, is to euthanize it.
No.
Because you cannot take a feral and put it into shelter. And this is where we've got a misnomer with our name. People feel because of our name and we have a shelter, we take ferals in. No, we don't. We take in those that we could rehabilitate. The stray cat that's been out too long, displaying some symptoms of being feral, but ultimately tame. But for stray and feral cats, all we can say to people, let's trap, let's sterilize, let's release back. We give a lot of advice to companies on how to approach it, how we can help. We also obviously offer all our vets at rescue rates to anybody basically with a colony.
Thank you very much, Charmaine. It was a very, very big pleasure speaking to you and getting to know what is the difference between your normal house cat and what you guys are basically doing. And thanks for what you are doing for animals out there.
Thank you so much, Faunus, for your time and giving us the time this morning to chat with you.
Yeah. No,
it's been a pleasure.
It's a big, big pleasure. Charmaine, thank you very much, and we'll speak again.
Okay, take care, Faunus. Bye.
Bye-bye.